Welcome, 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 each and every single one of you to the Master on this. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. Tuesday, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless you and we praise your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify you. And we thank you, God, that you are working all things out for our good, Father. So we right now come to you here on the Master's Call, seeking you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and knowing that everything else will be added unto us, God. So we thank you for the mission. We thank you for the mandate. And we thank you for the message that will come forth this morning. We thank you for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, and we thank you for their obedience, God. We thank you that you gave them this, the vision for the Master's Call, where lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with you, God. So we thank you and we welcome your presence here. We welcome your power and your anointing. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, and we thank you for Artists International, and we thank you, God, that an appointment has changed many lives and will continue to change many lives. And we thank you that this day will end out great, Father, that every goal will be met, that every new business partner will come in, and that they will do great things. So right now, we clear the airway. We say right now, this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus. And as we go through this day, we go through this day knowing and believing that all things are working for our good. So we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to the line none other than the hostess with the mostest, Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai Brown, are you out there this day?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And we want to welcome everyone to the Master's Call. First, let me say thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people and bombarding the heavens with that prayer. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia, but I'm coming to you live and in full effect from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TFC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God reverence, praise, glory, and honor as we begin our day. As you know, the Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, known as our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer. We end this call with prayer. And we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, rain, snow, sleet or hail, holiday or what have you. We will be here Monday through Friday. Each day, if you want to listen to the recording of the current message, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call until the present and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Also there, you can see the bios of all of our speakers, You can become interactive with us. You can send us an email if you so choose. You can, you know, just get to know what the prayer objectives are for the season that we are in. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord, or if you want to send us your praise report or prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by none other than Godmother, Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They do this to keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-5985. Again, 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Now, if you're saying, well, what does Artists International have to do with a prayer call? If you will get back with the person who invited you to this call, they will give you more information. But know that Artists International is the thread that has brought us all here together today. So now it is way so that God's appointed mouthpiece with the message can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at the Mercy House Church in East Forest, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministry. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee house concerts, seminars, and assistance to elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is the past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is the vice president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used by God to transform the lives in spirit, soul, and body. So I present to some and introduce none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, man of God.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for such a warm introduction, Minister Kai, and also greetings to Minister Tiffany. And we want to honor Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for such a longevity of keeping this call alive. Amen. It's just a blessing to be with my TMC family. Good morning to everybody. Amen. We thank God for you, and we believe God has a word for us on today. Let's look at the St. John chapter 15, looking at verses 13 through 15. I'm reading from the Amplified version, and it reads, "No one has greater love, no one has shown stronger affection than to lay down or give up his own life for his friends. You are my friends if you keep on doing the things which I command you to do. I do not call you servants or slaves any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing or working out, but I have called you my friends. because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I have revealed to you everything that I have learned from him. Amen. We want to just talk about friends of God. Amen. Amen. Friends of God. You are a friend of God. You ought to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We are no longer enemies no more because of Calvary. Amen. Amen. Before Calvary, before Jesus died on Calvary's cross, we were God's enemies. We were separated from God because of the sin issue. Amen. 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 So we are now called the redeemed of the Lord, and we are also friends of God. He calls us friends. That's amazing. Here's somebody that loves us that much. Amen. Not to be called slaves or servants any longer, but we are now his friends. Friends. And sometimes people feel like no one cares, no one loves me. And people sometimes walk around as if they lost their best friend. You ever see somebody like they've been sucking lemons? Amen. They just feel like it look like they feel like they're not, but they look like they have lost their best friend. Amen. But it's just something to have a friend that's sticking closer than a brother, someone that's always there. He promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. Oh, what an awesome friend to have. We look at the songwriter who penned the words, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It goes on to say, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who would all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Then it comes with this, amen, third verse. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Oh, my God. Well, my. Amen. Thank God for a friend. Amen. In Jesus. Well, I mean, just like we have friends, amen, and they're our enemies. In fact, we sometimes have people hate on us, and even the world, Jesus would hate us because the world hated him. So even though we surround by friends and have a friend in Jesus, look out. We do have some haters, amen. In fact, some things that causes us to be against God, we find the word enmity. Enmity is positive, active, amen, and typically mutual hatred or ill will. The Bible talks about that. Look at Romans chapter 8. Amen. Romans chapter 8, if y'all want to turn with me quickly. Again, from the Amplified Versions, we look at Romans 8 chapter verses 5. And let's see. Yeah, Romans chapter 8, looking at verses 5 through 8. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God loves us, has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Wow. While we were yet sin and weakness, powerless to help ourselves, at the fitting time of Christ died for us to have. Now it's established. Okay, that's not even what I'm looking for. But anyway, enmity is found in the Word of God. Let's put it that way. Okay, I mean, misquoted scripture. But anyway, let's turn to chapter 8. I was not in 8. Somebody ought to help me here. Let's look at chapter 8. That was chapter 5. Okay, here we are. Chapter 8, verses 5. For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. Those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit, set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. But the word flesh here is dealing with the word enmity. Verse 6, it says, now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death, death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin, both here and after. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life, it's soul, peace, but now and forever. Amen, amen. So what I'm saying here is that there is enmity. You look at verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4, in the King James Version, you will find these words. It says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, now ye know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Wow, wow, wow. So, amen, we are to be involved with holiness and not worldliness. Amen. You gotta write that down. Holiness, not worldliness. Amen. If we want to really continue our friendship with God, we have to let go of the world. Amen. We have to, amen, say that the world is behind us, the cross before us. Amen. As we take this journey we call life as a friend of God. Well, speaking of friend of God, there's someone in the Bible. You may have heard of this guy named Abraham. Amen. Abraham was also called a friend of God. You look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7, 2 Chronicles 20 and 7, also Isaiah chapter 41 and 8. And I'm just going to read from James chapter 2, verse 23. And it says, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed, amen, unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Wow, wow, wow. So let's try that again. "And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed or accounted, amen, unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." How about you? Are you called the friend of God? Are you that intimate and close to God that that you are a friend of God? Well, Jesus said, amen, in John 15, that he calls us his friend. And it's just something to know that the Creator, yes, the Creator of the world, amen, wants to be our friend. You look at everything that's been made was made by him. In fact, we live and move, amen, by him. It is in him we live and move and have our being. So it's a great, amen, thrill to know that we are friends with the Creator. Amen. It's one thing to know about Christ. It's another thing to know him. Amen. Paul wanted to know him so bad. He said, "I want to know you in the power of your resurrection." I mean, we know about great people. Some of us have met people at a distance. We don't really know them. We may know their name and people that are very well known and, amen, that have accomplished great things. Amen. And we just say, "Well, I know that person. You know, that he's a friend or she's a friend of mine." But no matter how, amen, well known a person is, no one is greater, amen, than the friend we have in Jesus. For greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Amen. So praise God to know that you are a friend of God. That's something to be excited about. Something, amen, not to be ashamed of. We ought to even go around telling people, amen, as we share ours with people, we ought to say, "Well, have you met my friend, my best friend? I want to know, do you really know him?" Amen. Because he loved you so much that he gave his life for you. Now that if you accept him, amen, you will be part of the family of God. Do you know my friend? Have you met my friend? He is our Creator. Amen. Amen. All things that were made was made by him. So the question is he really a friend? Is there anything between you and your friend? Is there a particular sin that you need to confess? The Word of God says if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. So if we're going to be a friend, we have to be righteous because he is righteous. We ought to be holy because he is holy. Come on, somebody. So we have to understand that there is a standard. Amen. Amen. When it comes to a friendship, we can't just act any kind of way, amen, and be a friend. We must be obedient. I know that's a hard word for some people, but when God calls, we ought to say, yes, sir. We, you know, if he calls me, we will answer. Amen. Abraham was obedient. Abraham said, well, okay, I'm in. I don't know where you said for me to go. I know you told me to leave my kindred and to go to a land I would show you, God said. And Abraham took off. He didn't question. He said, well, God said it. That must be my journey. I must take. So the question is, when was the last time God told you something to do and you failed to do it? When was the last time you were told to say something or to call somebody and you failed to do it? But you still say, well, he's my friend. He's my friend. Yes, yes, Jesus, my friend. So that's something we have to really check ourselves and take a look in the mirror, because God wants our obedience. He wants us to love him just as well as knowing that he loves us. Amen, amen. And I know sometimes it's hard. We want to hurry, be in a hurry. We want to do what we set out to do. I'm reminded of a time I was on my way to church and running late, and just drove by a brother that I knew was a musician, and he just kind of fell off in bad times. And so I just looked at him and kept on going. And the Lord said, well, why are you passing a brother by? So I'm on his church. I had to bag up almost a half a block. I could have turned around, but I just, you know, bagged all the way up. Talked to the brother. The brother said, I'm trying to get myself together. I know I need to be in church. I had an opportunity to minister to him, amen, and let him know that God loved him and that he has a gift, he has a talent. He said, well, I said, I know you play, don't you? Yeah, I just play jazz. And I wanted to tell him, well, you know, that's all right. You can dedicate your jazz to God. But we didn't go there. I just mainly wanted to help him to understand that God wants to be his friend. God, amen, that someone that loves him. And, well, what I'm saying is that sometimes we pass up opportunities to minister. We don't have to wait till we get between the four walls of the church. People out there are lost and need to know that God still loves them, no matter how hard things are going in their life, that they may have fallen off the wagon, as we say sometimes. But that person needed to know that God loves them. He promised, I'm coming to church. But so you know, you can't get yourself together. If you could, you would have been together by now. So you need God to help you get yourself together. And to make a long story short, he did, amen, kind of understand what I said and promised that he would be in church, amen, next Sunday. But I just want to help people understand, you don't have to be in church to be a friend of God. But because you are a friend, you ought to be. Come on, somebody. In church. Come on. Yeah, so it's so important to understand that we do have a friend. We are indeed friends of God. And just to be reminded of today, because sometimes we forget how close we can be and should be with God. And it's all about friendship. It's all about having a positive, amen, a connection with the one who made us, who loved us. I mean, God so loved the world that he gave his son. His son loved us so much he gave his life. What about us? What have we given lately? Amen, to appreciate the gift of our salvation. God bless you. I believe that's enough for today. Have a blessed rest of the day in Jesus' name. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, man of God, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for the man of God who brought forth that powerful and anointed word. Lord, we ask right now that you keep your hedge of protection around him, that every ministry he puts his hands to, everything he puts his hands to, prospers 100-fold, Lord. Continue to touch his family. Keep his ministry safe, Lord. And as the enemy comes, because we know that he always comes, that you continue to give him the strength to stand on your word. Lord, we thank you for the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, keep them in your care. Keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you because we know that without them, this call would not have started, Lord. So we just want to say thank you to them for their yes. We want you to continue to love on them, be a real and ever-present God to them, O Heavenly Father. Father God, as they continue to go about their days serving you, O Lord, just bless them mightily, O God. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family, the founders of Artists International, which is the thread that holds this call together. Lord, we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around artists. Lord, and as you continue to do a new thing in Artists International, Lord, let us all be patient and work together in peace so that we all may prosper. So, Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we know that your children come to you with prayer requests and praise report, O Heavenly Father, and we just want to thank you for them, Lord. And we know that you know what we need before we even speak it. We know that you are faithful to give us those things we need, Father, and to hold back those things that are not good for us, even when we ask for them, Lord. So we thank you for being a loving and caring God. Lord, we know that sickness and disease are names and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we bind up every sickness, every illness, every disease that is trying to attack your children, and we call it healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to continue to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And Lord, as you continue to just comfort our bereaved families, those connected to this call who have lost a loved one, O Heavenly Father, we just ask you continue to be there for them, continue to comfort them, continue to give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Lord, we just want to glorify, magnify, and bless your holy name. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. It is in Jesus' name that we call it all done. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. Again, 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. If you want to listen to this message again today, you should send it out on your social media, text three people. The number to do so is 712-432-1085, access code 957-677#. And you can listen to that call today. And again, we are so thankful that you have joined us in the Telecommunications Sanctuary this morning, and we look forward to hearing you all again tomorrow. Man of God, Pastor Everett, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done, and great things he'll choose to do in our lives from today. Lord, bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon and enlighten you, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. Lord, lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility, heart, and life continually. God bless you. Amen.